Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The North Carolina Forest Service officials issued a red flag warning for fire conditions across the entire state on Sunday. No burn bans have been issued locally, but now fire officials are discouraging any type of outdoor burning due to the dry conditions. In a press release, the North Carolina Forest Service said that strong gusty winds, warm temperatures, extremely low humidity, and a rainfall deficit has created prime conditions for major wildfires. A local man was charged with meth possession and child abuse at a Whiteville motel on Thursday. John Warren Richardson, age 52, of Old 74 Highway Chadburn, was held without bond. A report said sheriff's deputies were alerted that he was at the Holiday Motel and had outstanding warrants. When he was arrested, they discovered a quantity of marijuana in the bathroom and crystal meth in his wallet, which was accessible to children who were in the room. You can look for more on this story later today at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Taber City native will soon be the new police chief for the border town. Kevin Fowler worked for decades as a Secret Service agent before retiring and coming home. Once home, he began volunteering with the Basic Law Enforcement Training Program at Southeastern Community College, which later he began teaching the program. He was officially hired as the new chief to replace Donald Dowless. Fowler will assume his new position on January 1st. In Friday night football action, East Columbus stunned North Stokes Friday night with a 32-21 victory. Whiteville fell to Aiden Grifton in a hard-fought game, losing 27-26. And South Columbus had a long ride home from Elizabeth City, where they lost 56-21 to the Northeastern Eagles. Columbus County's 8th road death occurred Thursday morning in Regalwood. Officials said that William Perry of Wilmington apparently ran off the road, avoiding a dead animal in the highway. The crash occurred near Gus Bryant Road and tied up traffic for hours. The State Highway Patrol is currently investigating. Xena will soon be patrolling the halls of the city and county schools. The drug and gun sniffing dog was paid for by an anonymous donor to the sheriff's office. The cost of the dog's care and training will be split between the sheriff's office and the schools. The real Whiteville Santa, Dwight Burleson, will not be returning to his post uptown this year. In a social media post, Santa said that he has decided to step down as the official local representative for the Jolly Old Elf due to his health. There's no word yet if he'll have a replacement. Santa, we thank you, sir, for your decades of service to our community. Spring registration is open at Southeastern Community College. Two popular courses are significantly lower in cost this year. The Electrical Linesman's course will be free, and the Truck Driver Training Program registration fee will also be free. For more information, go by the college, or you can visit online at sccnc.edu. The Columbus County Health Department has a limited supply of free Narcan. The treatment comes with instructions on proper use. Anyone may pick up a dosage anonymously at the front desk of the County Health Department on Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for their Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. Their goal this year is to help 200 families. The Boys and Girls Home will host a Thankful Christmas concert and nativity show on Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. There'll be special music starting at 3 p.m. and thousands of nativity sets on display as well as for sale. All proceeds benefit the home's programs of care. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night, along with an additional shoot on November 26th at the firehouse. Only stock guns of 32-inch barrels or less may be used. There'll be food, drinks, and prizes every night. The Veterans Memorial Park will hold its annual turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday, starting on November 28th at the park. The shooting starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.